What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. I want one key to beating Detroit on Sunday, okay? I want to go around the room on this. There is some coaching news I want to go over real quick, though. Apparently, Belichick doesn't have his contract signed, right, at Carolina. But somebody just sent me a video. Bill Belichick is at St. John's in D.C. today. Military Road, shout out. Like, the contractual stuff, I think that'll get taken care of. It seems like Belichick's all in on Carolina. We'll see. And
he hadn't signed the contract yet, though, so something going on.
Yeah, but that the lawyers are going to lawyer. In the last 5 minutes from legitimate reporters, I've seen that Deion will take the Cowboys job if offered. And then I've also seen that the Cowboys just requested an interview with Kellen Moore, offensive coordinator of the Eagles. So, whatever the hell they got going on in Dallas, good luck with all that. Jeff is bizarre and has written... Jeff, I'm coming to you, buddy. You're the superior being here. Jeffrey, how does Washington beat Detroit? Give me specifics.
Okay, first, we need the win on the offensive and defensive line. We cannot have our run play. We cannot have Jaden getting touched in the back as he's handing the ball off to B-Rob by the back of one of our linemen. Can't happen. Defense, we need to get a push. I'm still disappointed. Even though this was games ago, I'm still disappointed in how long Trey Lance had to throw the ball. Like, that really, like, ticked me off. So we need to get some push. And I think the last thing, because I know we're going to score points, we need at least one turnover. We get one turnover and can continuously score down possessions, we win the game. We got to steal a possession.
Mm. Sounds good, Jeff.
Well done.
I like that.
Professor Landini, how does Washington win in Detroit?
They got to stop the run. I think that's the key to it. This team has just been getting run on seemingly at will. I think the Lions, if they can run the ball effectively, they're just going to control it, and they're going to run up the score, and it's not going to go great for us.
I hear you, man. I agree with you. Stopping the run, to me, is imperative in this thing.
I wouldn't go so far as say stop it, limit it. Don't allow them.
Stop it.
Don't allow them those big chunk plays. If you make them have to drive down the field, you have a better chance. If they're just running off 8, 10, 15, you got a problem. Time to make a damn adjustment.
Yeah.
That annoys me.
They've been good in the second.
They are outstanding after making a halftime adjustment. Do something before. These guys, you got some veteran leadership on that squad on that side of the ball. Get this thing done before then.
For sure. Let's get to these phone lines. I want to let people weigh in. I want specifics. I want good calls here. Let's start with our guy, Toothpick. Toothpick, how does Washington beat the Lions?
Oh, good, JP. Okay, I'm going to give you three phases, right? Special teams, Jameson Crowder got to do something like flip the script on a punt return. The defense has to show up and stop the run. And then the offense has to have consistent drives. Run the ball, give them a threat of the run, but they got to dominate the clock as well. That's how we beat the Lions.
All right.
I like it. You gotta keep it moving, man. Eric's down in Richmond. Eric, how did they win this game, bud?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
All right.
I would say, for me, the team has played the best lately when they get Terry involved early. personally, I want to see them get a deep shot somewhat early, show them that they're not afraid of them, because Detroit's secondary is banged up pretty good, even though they still got guys that can play. But I'd say take advantage of that, and if they can strike gold early, get a touchdown, stay ahead of the time of possession, run it when they have to, but whenever they line B-Rob up right now, it's just 2 yards at best right now. But I would still run the ball like you have to, but I want to see some early play action, deep shot, give him in a hole, and then let Jaden do his thing and run the ball, control the clock. But, yeah, a turnover early would be nice too, but that's what I think.
Mm-hmm. All right, bro.
Dude, the turnover early, sure, but – if you can break off another one of these long drives like they did in Tampa, dude, that was just so vital for 100 different reasons. It just cemented that they knew they were in the game and they took the lead. I mean, they had the lead. They were in control of this thing for, I don't know, probably at least half the game. I mean, they had the lead. They gave up that touchdown just before halftime, which was tough.
Yeah.
But then they come out in the third quarter, and they're able to get another field goal. They can't get into one of these slow starts. The one thing I really don't think you can afford to do here that they did with the Atlanta game and the Philly game is get down, not necessarily big, but get down two scores and then come back.
Detroit has the ability to just run the clock out on you.
Dude, they can just beat you so many different ways. It's just this is a different ball game in what they can bring. Let's go.
I believe just like in the last game where the Army stepped up, somebody other than Terry is going to have to step up and have a game similar to the Army.
I mean, maybe it's just the Army again.
Yeah,
right?
If he can do it again, but. Like, we know OZ has the capabilities, Crowder has the capabilities. The kid that played against Jefferson, one-on-one.
Amik.
The whole game, right? He probably going to try to check Terry. 3-4 other people need to be cooking the rest of them because their best is not out there. So if he thinks he's going to go with Terry, Terry will get him eventually. But you have to have somebody else cook the other guys.
Amik Robertson is the corner you're talking about, who did a hell of a job in that Week 18 matchup with Justin Jefferson.
But what helped him, they were getting pressure, you know, on Donald. So the offensive line has to step up a little bit more, too, to not allow the pressure. And where you're playing man-to-man where you got to be damn near perfect anyway. You don't want to be having to be perfect with pressure coming.
Jeff was right in bringing it up. Now, you go back to Week 18, how little pressure they got on Trey Lance. I do think some of that was game plan specific. It was Week 18. They had already clinched the playoffs. I think they just kind of dialed everything back. They didn't want to show too much. Last week on Baker, they generated some real pressure. Mm-hmm. Now, Baker is slippery. He can run. He was running plenty in that game, honestly. Goff isn't. Like, he's not nearly the mobile guy that – he makes Kirk look mobile. Like, Goff is not a mobile passer. And he can move around the pocket enough, and he's big and strong and will stand in and take some hits.
6'5", right? 6'5"? He doesn't want to run.
He's not easy to get down, but this is a different challenge. And if you can generate pressure, especially for me, man, I keep going back to this, B. I thought John Allen probably played the best game of the year, but certainly the best game he's played since he came back from injury in Tampa. If you can get that interior pressure, if you can get Goff off his spots, because this is a timing offense, you can get the play calling and the schemes are fascinating at times, but it's a timing-based offense.
Yeah.
If you can mess up that timing and just get Goff moving a little, not because he has really good feet and his arm is very strong when he's able to plant and fire, just mess that up a hair and you might be able to do something. Lattimore, just being so physical at the line of scrimmage, he might be able to mess that timing up a hair. Just a little bump here. I think, for me, though, Allen, Payne, Newton, if those guys can make an impact defensively, if you can get that push in the middle there, would really, really make a huge impact. And I think you're totally right. You're not you're probably not going to beat to stop Detroit's run game. I don't think all of a sudden Montgomery and Gibbs combined for 47 yards. But if they don't, especially if Gibbs doesn't get to hit any home runs on you, that's an advantage. And what's bizarre, they've given up home runs in the run game this year. I mean, Saquon for sure.
Yeah.
Bijan, like, they've given up these long runs, and then they usually can stop that afterwards. Just don't give those up.
Let's just imagine they gave up one before the game started.
Right.
And then put whatever you put in after halftime, put that in the beginning of the game, please.
Let's go to Kenny in Largo. Kenny, how does Washington beat Detroit Saturday night?
What up, Mr. JT, Mr. D-Mitch? How y'all feeling today?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good, good. So, it's one thing we got to do, man. It's just like we did against the Bucks, man. TOPs, man. Time of possession. If we somehow can keep Lions offense off the field, you know what I'm saying? We got a chance. I feel like that's our best chance. Keep that Lions offense off the field. Force a turnover to, like Jeff said. Get a time possession, man. And we good to go. We can beat
us
against anybody, man.
All right, bro. Gotcha.
All right. I'm getting this again, B.
What?
This is from DC or Nothing on Twitter. He says, when you take a deeper dive into Detroit's record, it's intriguing. 6-0 in their division, 4-0 versus the NFC West, which was, as a division, was 34-34. Also, that's not even right. Didn't they? No, that's right. They beat the Rams. 4-0 against the NFC West, 4-0 against the AFC South. Now, that's a bad division. Titans, Jags, Colts, Texans. They beat the Cowboys. They lost to the Bucks, lost to the Bills. They lost to the two teams with the best record.
Yeah.
This to me, though, is just reach. You know, it's not like I think if you want to go down that road, then you're allowing that road to be discussed with Washington, too. And I just don't think at this point much of that stuff matters, dude. Let's go to Duck in Waldorf. What up, Duck?
Oh no, yeah.
How you doing?
Ain't much, man. Hey, on defense, man, we gotta stop that run. We can't let Gibbs run on us and them eat the game up, slow the game up. And on offense, man, we gotta get some of them two back steps back up in there, man. Eckler and B Rob, man. Hopefully that'll loosen the run game up. That's all I got for y'all, man. Have a good day. All
right, bro. Appreciate it.
I feel like we haven't seen much, if any, two-game sets, man. Two-back sets, rather. Maybe a little. I think, you know, one thing that's interesting is all your tight ends have landed on the injury report this week. Bates, Sennett, and Ertz, I think all are playing, but it's a real part of the game.
Yeah.
Detroit averages this is postseason. I don't want regular season. I was very confused why Detroit wasn't on there. Coming into this game, we keep talking about the Lions' rushing attack. It's good. They average 146 yards per game on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Washington's ahead of them at 154.
Mm.
The problem is Washington was running the hell out of the football collectively as an offense.
Yeah.
And that just kind of has evaporated, and now it's like Jaden's running the ball well, and you're not getting it from the backs.
But see,
I'm not saying you want to stop Jaden.
I really believe at this time of the year, you don't have to force getting it from the back, as long as you're getting it. And what they are doing with that passing game, the short passes and things like that, that's an extension of it. We may not be getting it traditionally like everybody else is, but we're winning.
Right.
And I think it's something about it. So if it's not working, I understand. But a lot of it is not working. People could say they won about the running backs. Did they not see those defensive linemen pass the offensive line all game? Like Jeff said, they were touching Jaden as he was handing the ball.
Yeah, I'm not – I think it's a collective group thing. Washington on the regular season ranked third in the NFL in rush yards per game.
Yeah.
154 per game. Now, the two ahead of them were significantly ahead of them. You had the Eagles at almost 180 and then the Ravens at 187.
And look at the running backs that they have.
Sure. But I think with those two – with Washington, though, if you're looking at 154 as the number, they haven't – gotten to in four of their last five games, including the playoff win in Tampa, they've been below their season average. Mm-hmm. And some of it significantly. In Tampa, they only had 82 yards on the ground. Jaden got going early and then kind of wasn't running much in the second half. I think Tampa tried to take that away from them. But they haven't – they got the 216 rushing against Atlanta. A lot of that was Jaden late. If you remember in overtime, he had a couple big runs. They had the big rushing game against Tennessee. That was probably their best offensive performance of the second half of the season. Yeah. They really needed it. They had lost three in a row. Tennessee stinks. They went out there and just put Tennessee down. But they haven't really run the ball well since like before that Steelers game. I mean, the first half of the season numbers versus the second are just like night and day different. And it doesn't mean that it's like a fatal flaw, but it is something you notice.
Like, they ran it very effectively early. So what do defenses say? Let's stop them from running the ball. They got a rookie quarterback. Make him beat us. Well, you chose the poison, and that poison still beat you. And I think a lot of it comes down from teams have sold out to try and stop this running game because they didn't think Jaden could get it done. He's done it over and over again. So does Detroit try something different? Because they look at it and they go, it didn't work for all the other teams they played. So let's play it more balanced. You play it more balanced, then they get some run, and now the offense comes back.
Phone lines are going to stay open, I think, this whole hour. 800-636-1067. Sneak one more in here. My guy Ryan. What up, Ryan? How does Washington pull off the upset this weekend?
So first off, shout out Landfill for Walls of Jericho Music. I crushed all five episodes of the Vince McMahon doc last night, and I'm a 37-year-old, so I loved it. The time of possession is huge, but people need to remember, like, the more this game goes and is close, if we can get it to the third quarter and we're winning or down by a score, the pressure is going to mount so much on Detroit that they're going to be nervous. And the Washington Commanders are going to be like, we've done this every week. I just think we need to run. We have to control the clock, but we have to finish the drives as well. It's a mandatory thing. The last thing I'll say is Detroit's defense. I saw a stat this week. Detroit's defense was 31st against running quarterbacks. I know every defense in the league is going to spy Jaden, but we have to get a running game. We need Jaden to be efficient, and we got to control the clock.
There you go.
All right, man.
Thanks, Ryan. Good call, bud. Phone lines remain open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I'm also getting people telling me how they're going to win via social media. Maybe you can drop it in the chat if you want. Nobody go anywhere.